The next slide is looking at the non-operative diagnosis rates and looking at how the previous results, the results that you had C1, B1, C2, B2, C3, B4, C3, B3 and C4, B4 have changed over time. And what you can see here is that you're getting this increase in C3, B3. This is mainly B3 now. We really don't have very much cytology going on. And so all of these graphs, we've put both for invasive cancers in the pale pink, and the darker pink is the micro and non-invasive cancers. The worst cytology or core biopsy result for people who don't have a non-operative diagnosis. And you can see actually here there are relatively small numbers of people with LCIS. So as Matthew said earlier, this LCIS is not a major problem. But what we do have is quite a high proportion of people now with a B3 diagnosis, really, and some, certainly a significant number, are having a B4 diagnosis who actually do have malignant tumours. So I don't think we can spend too long.
It comes back to Nigel's point about whether there should be almost a policy, if you have a B3 or B4, whether the next best thing, as Nigel suggests, is to repeat your core biopsy rather than to go straight to surgery. Anyone who wants